Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Good morning, listeners. How are we doing today? I'm glad you decided to tune in. I hope your summer is going really well. I feel like it's running past me at breakneck speed. Fall will be upon us before we know it. Sorry, kids and teachers. We still have 6-hour and 12-hour prizes, so be sure to get into the library before the end of July. That also includes the Preservation Parks program, kind of like the geocaching. If you have any questions about that, you can see it. You can look it up on our website or Preservation Parks website and get registered so that you can get your prizes. And if you haven't been able to see the chicks hatching, you can still catch that at the Powell Branch. It's really fun. The kids have a great time. They are so cute. So if you have not seen that at the other branches, then definitely head over to Powell. Another service I'd like to highlight once again is the Personalized Picks program. Not sure what to read next? Fill out a Personalized Picks form and we will suggest 5 to 7 titles based on your favorite genre, titles, or authors. It's a really fun program and I have so much fun working on it. So give it a try and then let us know how we are doing. All right. So if you are a faithful listener, you know that today is an interview episode. Today I'm interviewing Caitlin from the Orange Branch. So take a listen and let me know your thoughts. Okay, so I'm here with Caitlin. And funny story, I have never actually met Caitlin in person. So I just know Caitlin because she signed up for the podcast. And I feel like that's just sort of a really fun and exciting thing. So when Caitlin talks about herself, then I'm going to be learning right along with you guys. So Caitlin, go ahead and tell us your name, which branch you work at, and like your position and maybe how long you've been there.
Yeah, so I'm Caitlin. I work at the Orange Branch. I've been working here for about 7 years. Right now, I work as a library associate, which just is basically a fancy title for I check people in and out. And yeah.
Nice. Before you were an associate, you were a page, right?
Yes, I was.
Yes.
I was a page for about 3 years, I think.
Nice. That's one of the wonderful things about the Delaware County District Library system as a whole. Like, there's room for growth. Like, you can start out as a page and just, like, I mean, you have to have your master's in library sciences for, like, a librarian position. But for the most part, like, you can just keep moving up, which I find is really awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I love that about working here.
Yeah. Okay, so Caitlin, what is your favorite genre to read?
Yeah, so that's actually an interesting question for me because I have always said I will read anything with a story, be it fiction or nonfiction. Yes. But if I had to pick, I would probably say fantasy just because it was my favorite when I was growing up. So I've been reading it the longest.
Mm. Yeah, me too, probably. Me too. So do you read, like, there are some genres that I just kind of avoid because I'm just not a huge fan, like horror. I do not do horror. Like, it creeps me out. I'll do gothic, like Edgar Allan Poe or like Shirley Jackson, but I'm like, horror is just not my wheelhouse. Do you have any genres that you just were like, meh, I guess I really don't think I'll read that?
Yeah, interestingly enough, I can read horror, even though I can't watch it or do anything else horror-related. Reading is fine, but I guess the one genre I don't read as often would be romance, because I did have a phase where I read basically exclusively romance, and then I got so, I guess, bored of it since it kind of started seeming predictable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I read anything.
Nice. Yeah, I'm kind of like that with romance. Like, nah, if it's like, if the storyline really intrigues me, like, I may pick it up. But for the most part, I'm like, meh, I can leave that probably.
Yeah.
Cool. So what are you reading right now?
So right now I'm actually reading the latest book that Rick Riordan published in the Percy Jackson universe called The Tower of Nero.
Okay, so I read the first Percy Jackson book, like, when I first started in libraries, because I was like, this is super popular, I should know what it is. But you said the Percy Jackson universe, so do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so there's that first series, which is the Percy Jackson series. And then after that, he made several other series that are in the same universe with the same, like, characters as well as new characters. So we have, after that, there's the Heroes of Olympus is a follow-up series, which includes the characters from the Percy Jackson series, as well as heroes from a Roman demigod camp. This latest series that he published in the universe is basically the Greek god Apollo becomes immortal and is now working in between those two camps.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, nice. So, let's see. What are you looking forward to? Is there anything you're like, oh my word, I cannot wait for this book to come out?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head at this moment. I usually don't know about books coming out until they're out.
Yeah.
And usually it's not until after they've been out for a little bit. I'm like, oh, this thing came out.
Yeah. That makes sense. Sometimes I'm like that. And sometimes, like, if it's a slow day, I'll kind of like get on Baker and Taylor and be like, oh, what's coming out? What should I be looking forward to? And I'll get some ideas then and put it on my to-read list. Have you ever read anything by Naomi Novik?
I haven't, no.
Oh, girl, get on Naomi Novik. Like, she is a great writer. I think her book, Uprooted, was my favorite book of 2015, I think, is when it came out. I think it was 2015. It's really, really good. She's a great writer. She just came out with a new series called A Deadly Education, and it was super bizarre. And I'm not, like, it took me a while to think, like, okay, yeah, I can get behind this. But I was, like, almost halfway through it where, you know, I was like, oh, okay, now I get what's happening. I do like this. But her first book, Uprooted, is a standalone, but it's really, really good. You should definitely read it.
Yeah, what's it about?
So it's about this enchanted, or like this village that lives next to an enchanted forest. And it has this big, huge tower, and this wizard lives in the tower. And every year he comes, is it every year or every 10 years? It's been a while since I read it. He comes out of his tower to pick a girl to serve him in the tower. And so the protagonist is this girl who is, like, not very pretty, is really super clumsy. Like, she's just awkward and hilarious. And they all, like, the whole village has been preparing her best friend to be taken by, they call him the dragon. And he ends up taking this really ridiculously clumsy, not very pretty girl to be his servant, right? And the enchanted forest is getting darker and darker, and it's starting to encroach on the village, you know, so they have to save the village and all that kind of stuff. So definitely look it up, because it's very, the way that she describes things, you feel like you're there, right? It's just very immersive and fantastic. I love that book.
That does sound good.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, do you like listening to audiobooks?
Yes and no. So basically, I have ADHD, so just sitting down and listening to something, I tend to and like have to like rewind 20 different times to listen to the same sentence. So I really like listening to audiobooks, but only if I also have the physical book in my hands
to follow along. Yeah. That makes total sense. I like listening to audiobooks, like, when I'm washing dishes or something, because my hands are moving, like, being concentrating on some other movement, I'm able to, like, listen better to the audiobooks. Yeah, for sure. Well, cool. So is there anything at the Orange Library that you want to highlight or, you know, some sort of, like, service that people kind of know about but maybe don't really know about?
There's nothing really in particular here, per se. I would just recommend doing summer reading.
Yes. Because
actually, when I was a kid, I did come to this library, and I actually got that first Percy Jackson book from completing my 12 hours for summer reading.
Oh, my word. That's just like the perfect story for this podcast. That's amazing. So, were you a reader before the summer reading club, or was that just like what really helped you become more of a reader?
I was definitely a reader my whole life.
Good.
Like ever since kindergarten, I have loved reading.
Good. Awesome. Yeah, there's so many great things about the summer reading program. Which ends at the end of July, y'all. So get in and get your prizes if you haven't. And that includes adults. But I love the Summer Reading Club and everything that it stands for and all that we're trying to do with it. And like your story, I feel like that's really inspirational. Like you got this book and, you know, you're continuing the series and you're continuing your love for reading and the libraries. And I just think that's really, really amazing. So thank you for letting us in on that.
Of course.
So is there anything else you want to talk about or, you know, be like, oh, yeah, I did read this one book that I really, really liked. Oh, what's your favorite book? Oh, there we go. What's your favorite book?
It was the same as like the favorite genre thing, because it is so hard to pick one. Mm-hmm. But I mean, one of my favorites right now is Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's been on my to read list for way too long. I should read it, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if everybody is familiar with what exactly it is, but it's basically a dystopian science fiction novel set in our future with a society that's based on colors.
Mm.
And there's just certain parts in that book that when I read them just really get me in the feels.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm going to read it now. Like, now that you've recommended it and it's one of your favorites, I'm definitely going to put it on my, I'll bump it up on my to-read list.
Yes, for sure.
Nice. All right, well, Caitlin, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been really fun. Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure I'll see you at some point. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good.
That was such a fun interview. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I also hope to meet Caitlin in person sometime in the near future. All right, that's it for today, folks. I'd love to hear from you, so email me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. I'm your host, Annie Pasma, and as always, thanks for listening.